This is ensemble member Robert Brewer, and you're listening to the Steppenwolf Theatre Company podcast.
This is literary manager Joy Meads, and I'm here in conversation with Sally Murphy, who's an ensemble member and playing the role of Olivia in Sex with Strangers, and Stephen Lewis Gresh, who's playing the role of Ethan in Sex with Strangers. And right here in this tiny little booth, I'm sitting with the entire cast of the play. Hi, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
All right. So the first performance of the play was January 20th. And today, the date when we're recording this, is April 15th. So it's been 3 months, right?
Wow.
We're doing this play.
Yeah.
And, you know, one thing that I'm kind of interested in is how a play, you know, lives over a long run of a show like this. It's normal for the performance time of a show to change a little bit from night to night, you know, magic of live theater, people laughing at different times. But I was talking to Libet, one of our house managers, and she said that, you know, the running time of this show fluctuates as much as 7 minutes from night to night, which is a big leap.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know.
Isn't that interesting?
I know that last night our first act was longest that it's ever been.
Yeah.
I know that.
It was?
Yeah, it was longer than it's ever been because we had a really great audience.
Oh, that's
that
true.
Was just, there's so many more laughs. They extended a lot longer than I guess we
were
anticipating.
Because really funny.
Well, I think that's actually a really good thing about this production. You know, I mean, the play is just the two of you guys. So, you know, if you guys aren't keeping it kind of in the moment and, you know, discovering each moment afresh still to this time, you know, it's going to kind of fall flat. So, I mean, to me, I feel like that's a mark of how present and in the moment you guys are each individual night. And I'm wondering, how do you do that 3 months into a play? How do you keep each night feeling fresh?
Well, I think even from the jump, it's been very different all through rehearsals. I don't really feel like most of our performances are the same. I think it's always very playful. Both Sally's sort of approach to text as well as my approach to text, I think just contains a lot of elements of spontaneity and a lot of, I don't know what's
talent.
What I'm looking for, talent. I don't know if that's it. I would be so quick to go there, but I think our styles complement each other well to keep it very fresh and to keep it very playful. And we just kind of get in there and play jazz with it. It's very different every night.
Because there's nowhere to go.
Yeah.
No.
You're out there and you're there. It's a unique thing.
Yeah.
And it's interesting how much the audience informs that as well. Like we mentioned, adding on all those minutes because of a really excited audience and really playful audience. And then, you know, every once in a while you'll get audiences that are a little more low energy. And it's strange how much that affects, especially in a two-person show. You know, you have your sort of laugh lines or pieces of text that you're used to getting a particular response. And then when that response doesn't come, all you can really do is check in with your scene partner and go, all right, buddy, we got 2 more hours of this. You know, we gotta pick it up and you know, play the show that's happening right now.
Yeah. Well, and I would imagine that there are some nights when the audience, like, just wants to release and have a good time, and there's some nights when they're more contemplative and they want to kind of think about what's coming up in the play.
Sure. And all of that.
And sometimes
there.
They want to eat candy.
Yes. Very loudly.
Yes, in the first row. They have to be told by the house manager to be quiet.
That happened
this week.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a two-person show. You guys are right there. So, you know, any of those things, there's nowhere for the audience to hide either, I would guess.
Right.
It's true, though, what Stephen's saying about, like, the different types of audiences. When you're just out there the whole time, and it's such an intimate relationship, even the quiet audiences, I think we do great with that. I mean, we just, it's just, this is what it is, and, you know.
It's a matter of just letting that inform.
It's a challenge in a way.
Yeah. They will get the show that they're asking for, that they want, that they're sort of, they're informing us what they're finding interesting, and so they're feeding us just as much as we're feeding them, I think. And it's interesting that by the end, that performance, good or bad, there's always this really pretty specific relationship that you've kind of formed with this faceless group of a couple hundred people, you know?
Yeah.
So that's been interesting, seeing how many different audiences have come to the doors and how much we're able to sway back and forth.
Yeah.
I have to say, too, like, just for myself, it takes a lot of getting used to do a two-hander.
Mm-hmm.
And when you haven't done one in a while, and, you know, you really don't do them very often just because there aren't that many.
Mm-hmm. And they're hard to write.
Yeah, yeah. It's, yeah, yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't know how you feel, but at first, I don't know, the first 6 weeks or so, I personally had big fluctuations of how I felt about a show I had. Like, I'd feel, like, really good about a show, and then I'd be out there and I'd be like, I'm awful.
What am I doing?
What am I doing? You know, and then you'd swing. And now, 3 months into it, I'm that's really calmed down. I feel much more consistent, and I don't have those nights where I feel, okay, I want to kill myself.
Well, it's like you've gotten the rhythm of the play into your body, I would imagine.
True.
Yeah.
Well,
do you feel like that?
Yeah, I always, you know, I can't help but comparing a lot of what we do as actors, as performance artists, in whatever capacity that is, whether it's a musician or whatever it is, to sports, to professional sports. It's event-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a thing that happens. It's an event. And, you know, you can win or lose in either one of those things. You know, if you're not in practice and you're not warmed up and you're not ready to hit the ground running, it's very easy to get behind yourself.
Yeah.
But whereas just like, you know, a professional athlete would be running the same plays over and over again with the same teammates, you get into a groove and you get into a spot where even if you're not performing at 100%, that confidence in your ability to pull it off brings you back up to the level that you need to be at to just execute and give a good show, give a good performance.
Are you guys affected by each other's energy? You know, I mean, each one of us is going to bring different energies into any particular experience and, you know, on any particular day, right, from the day outside.
Yeah, you know, I feel like it would, but I don't ever actually listen to my scene partner. I just kind of...
I practice my facial expressions.
I just kind of get out there and try to be as selfish as
to imitate
as
what
I
you did earlier in the mirror at home.
And to just be as selfish as I possibly can.
And just to look as good as you possibly can.
I just, as long as I look okay,
down center.
I don't really care what's happening on the other side of the stage. So, I don't know. What do you think, Sally?
I completely agree.
No, but that's very... It's very much, you know, what's happening with the other person is what's happening with you. I'm kind of the school of thought that your scene partner is perfect.
Yeah.
That's how you pull off.
I'm gonna remind you of that.
Well, you should. Please do. I know that you are. But you know, like that, what you're receiving, whether it's working or not working, if your partner's at 100%, or if they're at 90%, or if they're at 10%, it is the play. It is the event of the play. So. It's a matter of connecting with whatever that energy is. That's what I think theater provides us with, is seeing that live connection, that live spark existing in a room.
Yeah.
And, you know, breathing the same air as the people who are creating this for you. And it definitely fluctuates. It definitely affects.
I think we communicate really well on stage. And I think to answer your question, you know, there are times I'm tired, you're tired. You know, I mean, it's going to happen. It's a matinee or what? It's the last show of the week. And I feel like if I feel that way, I just sort of hone in on Steven and I get so much energy. I don't know. It's like, it's hard to describe. But
support each other.
Yeah.
Buoy each other, yeah. I mean, I think it's that quality, you know, the connection that you guys have that I think really, I mean, it reads so powerfully on stage and also helps to keep this play alive each night, you know, through 90 days of performances. And
I remember a couple weeks ago, it was right before we went on stage. I forget who, I think it was Kelly, was like, hey, we're halfway through. This is the halfway mark.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what do you mean? It's like, you only have 8 more weeks left. I was like, oh my God, what? Really? What? Only 8 more weeks? What am I going to do? I don't have enough time to explore this character.
Well, that's amazing, actually. I mean, the feeling that, you know, with as much time as you guys have in this run, there's still kind of, new little facets and crannies to uncover in each of your characters, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think I'm particularly interested in that for you, Stephen, because I know, you know, you were in our production of this play at First Look Rep last summer, which was a workshop production. And, you know, your character, Ethan, was inspired by Tucker Max, and he's come quite a long way from that original mm-hmm. inspiration. But I know that the kind of evolution, exactly where that character sits, was one of the things that Laura's really was thinking about and working on throughout the development of this play. And I wonder if you can talk to us a little bit about that, about how your character changed.
Yeah, I think the character literally and figuratively grew up a little bit, you know, like aged with the play, which is kind of fascinating to me, being able to be so close to that conversation that that Laura's having with, you know, with all the staff here at Steppenwolf and the development of it and the different ways that it's grown. I think the most obvious is the concentration on Ethan's growing as a writer, as an artist. It's a much broader arc in this version. I think we were all a little more fascinated with how bold and mm-hmm. kind of ridiculous the character was, mm-hmm. that it was at times enough to just sort of explain that character, and that was interesting enough. But mm-hmm. now we really get to see him travel leaps and bounds. And the great thing is that, because Laura's just such a fantastic writer, that she's attached that so closely to his relationship with Olivia.
Yes.
That he becomes the artist that he is trying to becoming and wanting to become through this relationship.
Yeah.
And that's what I think the biggest steps have taken.
Hey, Sally, I remember Martha shared this play with you when we were thinking about it for season planning, and, you know, and you responded to it just right away, right? And I'm wondering, you know, what was it about the character or the play that you thought, I just really want to be a part of this?
I mean, it was really simple. I just couldn't stop reading it. I just, like, was hooked. Mm-hmm. I sat down and I just thought, I'll look at the first couple of pages, and I just, on my computer, I just sat there for the rest of, you know, hour and a half or whatever and read the whole thing because I just wanted to know what happened.
Yeah.
It was, like, as simple as that, really.
Yeah, I know.
So it was a really cool relationship.
That's one of the things that I love about this play is I feel like at the beginning of the play, you know, I or an average, like, viewer, you know, you have idea of where it's going to go. And I think the play just continues to surprise you and continues to surprise you, yeah.
So, I definitely felt that day. I mean, yeah.
Great. So it's kind of it's a steamy play, right? I'm wondering.
It can be.
It's a little bit of a steamy play. The title is Sex with Strangers. We don't quite go there, but there's some making out, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, this might be a really juvenile question, but was that ever awkward in rehearsal? Like, how did you guys approach the physical moments? Was that ever weird?
I mean, well, the first time we really met, we had
well, that was
met
weird.
That wasn't rehearsal.
Yeah,
right.
That's probably the only really awkward.
Yeah, we had met in passing like a couple times, but. Mm-hmm.
And we made out, but that's
no. We showed up for the photo shoot. And just really didn't know each other.
Like a year ago.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because we do
like
those months and months before.
Yeah.
I mean, we do those like
we actually don't look anything like it anymore, and people don't think that it's us.
It's
true.
We showed up, and, you know, it's this random address of, I think, like an old bed and breakfast and hotel mm-hmm. in Chicago somewhere. It's like, Stephen, this is Sally. Sally, this is Stephen. It's like, oh, hi. It's nice to meet you. I really like your work. And so, do you want to take off all our clothes and let these people take pictures of us? Like,
just sort of, that's with seven people standing there,
just like hanging out, you know. And so it's like, I mean, we're literally like, okay, we got to change the lens, and we're kind of like wrapped up, just kind of like, so Sally, where are you from?
No. So where did you grow up?
And it's one of those moments where you're like, I can't. This is my job. What do I? This is like what I do for a living.
So we still did it.
Oh, yeah. We totally did it.
It like, wasn't horrible.
No, and we just kind of joked and laughed about it and got through it. And it's, you know, one of those things where as long as you address the awkwardness, it's like, I think that kind of alleviates a lot of it. Or even if it is a really physical show, you know, and the first day of rehearsal, just kind of having the attitude of being like, well, so let's get awkward.
Yeah. And, you know. Thank you guys so much for coming to talk to us.
Yeah, of course.
You're very welcome.
If you'd like to learn more about sex with strangers, come visit us.
We're completely naked.
Come visit us at www.steppenwolf.org.